This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and I am with our Season 5 special guest, Dave Nerchi, as we get after the lessons learned from the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, by Ben Horowitz. And we've got a point selected for today that we're going to get into from our pick list about euphoria and terror, and that is brought to you today by the One Big Thing podcast, because you are not alone. We need to learn how to reframe our challenges and overcome the things that are holding us back. You can get more information on that podcast by going to nqrmedia.com. And there's all kinds of ways that you can listen to that. If you're an Apple subscriber, Spotify, wherever you want to hear that, it's going to be there. You're going to find it there. So, Dave, getting right into our point, euphoria and terror. And I'm thinking back to the book and where Ben made this point. He was talking about basically the roller coaster that an entrepreneur is going to be on. And he's talking a lot as an entrepreneur, like a full-fledged, like he is one of the very, very small minority of entrepreneurs who actually are incredibly successful, more fail than ever actually do anything, right? And so he is now sharing basically the reality of doing something big, and not just big, but building it from zero, and having to get people to buy into it. And the two poles, I guess, of emotions. It's almost like when you're in that level, you're bipolar a little bit. You go from holy shit, the world is falling apart tomorrow, to oh my gosh, we're on top of the mountain, nobody can get us, right? We are the greatest in the world. And you literally, it's like a blizzard in July. It just comes from nowhere. You're on top of the mountain, then all of a sudden there's an earthquake and the mountain splits in half and you're falling. And you're just falling and falling and falling. And you have this, it's terror, right? Like, I don't know what's, I have no idea what's going to happen. These are the initial feelings. So when something really bad goes on and you're thinking, okay, this could cost, I'm looking at, let's say, you know, our business, we're looking at 30 people and 30 families, 30 mortgage payments or rents due, you know, 30 grocery bills, 30 retirements at stake. And you're thinking, I screw this up, I screw up all of that and everything that that means and everything that matters to them. And then as the business gets bigger, you have community, you have investors, you have, you know, all these other people that are going to be impacted by whether or not you screw up. The first thing that happens when the shit hits the fan is that feeling of terror, like, you know, it's almost like something's coming after you. It's like the story of, you know, the man-eating lion in Africa. You know, you're sleeping in a tent, you're hoping the lion doesn't come get you in the middle of the night.
Right.
And then once that hits you, you realize, okay, well, I got no choice. I'm in it, right? I'm already knee deep in this. I got to do something. So then it's like, I got to work my way through it. And then when you work your way through it and stuff explodes off the back end because you put all that work in and now things are going really well, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, look what I could do. And I'm crushing it and we're crushing it and we can do anything. And then the cycle starts all over again. And that's what it is. It's an absolute cycle. It every plateau you get to, then you go, okay, I'm going to climb to the next plateau. You know, the cliff is just as steep. You know, it's you're getting higher and higher up in the air.
Right.
And so it's just as scary to climb the next step as it was the first step. It's just in a different way. You know, there's maybe, I want to say there's more at risk. When you first start out, you got nothing, but you're risking, you know, you're saying, well, if you got nothing to risk, but you're risking what you could have, you're risking what you could be doing alternatively. Right. And then when you accumulate stuff, now you're risking stuff you accumulated and what you could be doing. So, you know, but you realize, okay, I could be doing a lot of things. I can get back from, you know, point A to point B pretty quick. But I've got a lot more at risk. We have 30 people at risk or 100 people at risk now, or I've got 1,000 clients at risk or 1,000,000 customers at risk if I get this wrong. And it just, yeah, it's
you're kind of resetting the baseline, right?
Like yeah.
The baseline where you're going to experience these two feelings kind of just raises every time you hit that new plateau.
Yeah, like if you had an earthquake every day for the rest of your life, like on a Richter scale of like one, right? Mm-hmm. You would eventually say that's just normal.
Yep.
Right. I'm not scared of that. It would happen. But then all of a sudden you have a five. You'd be like, oh, right. You know what I mean? And you'd freak out and be like, this is the real one now. Yep. And you would react differently until you have a five often enough that you go, okay, you know, but there's always this next extreme level that pops in and it just jolts you back to reality. Like if you need to be kind of set in your place, go ahead and start a business because you will have the experience as we've talked about before, right? Yep. There's no shortcuts to knowledge. You will have the experience, and not just any business, but a business designed for growth, a business that is going to be bigger than you as an individual, bigger than anybody on your current team, you know, bigger than your little tiny community. It's going to be something substantial. You will get brought down to your knees.
Yeah.
More times than you want to imagine.
Yeah, this point really kind of brings in the first two that we did, right? You experience all this stuff and there's no way to avoid it, right? And I think like from the book, and he talks about this, it's okay and essential to have these feelings. They're going to happen. You can't really avoid it. I think the way I looked at this was, and he talks about this a little bit, I think in the book later on too, about the CEO needs to tell it like it is, right? And not being too positive or taking losses too hard. I kind of tie that back into this where the balance and maybe what you're showing or like presenting to your people, having some balance there, being transparent, right? But being able to control the emotions of euphoria and terror is the key there. When you take it from the internal feelings to how is that affecting the external and the business. So that's how I kind of looked at that of what does it mean after you experience this and you get as comfortable as you can be with it. How does that now translate into the rest of the business and your people?
Well, and you did the team interview with us on the Ideal Team Player. And we talked about hungry, humble, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like if you are hungry and you're in a leadership position, you're going to find these moments,
yeah,
where you're like, oh crap, how are we going to get through this? Right.
Yep.
And you're also going to have these moments where you're on cloud nine, but you know, you can't stay on cloud nine because you know that there's going to be a correction coming.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're just constantly preparing and that comes with the hunger part. What comes with the humble part is being able to say, like we talked about in our last episode, okay, this is freaky. We got to deal with this. Right. And even back to our first episode, there's no shortcuts to knowledge. Maybe we screwed up, but being able to look at that and say, okay, now we need to pivot because now we know that's different. And then that brings in the smart part. Cause what you were saying, I think is how do you articulate that to people? You know, right. Like let's not get, and Jim Collins talks about this in Good to Great, I think, or one of his books, but you know, the hubris of success, that's euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
We are the greatest. If you stay on that peak for too long, you will not be able to deal with the valley when the valley comes. You hit that euphoria peak, you can enjoy it for like a day, then you got to move on.
Yep.
Same thing with the terror valley. You hit the terror valley, you knee jerk reaction to that. The reaction is going to be to kill. And that's probably not the right reaction. The right reaction is probably to build, which is kind of counterintuitive. The reaction is to turn around and face it head on most of the time. You know, you have to articulate that in a certain way. You have to be smart enough to be able to say, look, this is a great situation, but we got to move on. Or this is a very tough situation, but we got to move on. And you have to do it with confidence and conviction. Otherwise, the people following you are going to be like, this guy's a basket case.
Right.
Right. Like it's a scary situation and they don't have a fucking clue what's going on. I can't follow that person. That's when people start jumping ship.
Yeah. If they don't know what to expect every day they walk in, like, you know, what Travis or what Dave am I going to get today? They're scared, right? They're not going to bring things up or communicate well because they're going to kind of be in a shell waiting to see who's showing up that day.
Yeah. So be back to our ideals. Be be humble and be smart in this, because it's just a part of it. If you're hungry, it's just going to be a part of it.